Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You're back with the Power of Health with my guest, Natasha Trenev, and Dr. Chris D'Adamo. We're talking gut today, and gut health and gut survival. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things today, but we're going to make it a little easier and get down to some simple and easy common sense choices that might just make things a little bit better. Before we do that, Dr. D'Adamo, you know, we have talked in the past, and we talked about the idea of PPI reduction, and there's actually an action plan that people can put into effect that's not too overwhelming.
Absolutely. And I think this is important for all acid blocking medications. But I mean, again, to give people steps on how, because I think more and more people are recognizing, hey, these PPIs, these H2 blockers, these are bad news for me. So, but then what do you do about it? So I think there's a couple things to keep in mind. If someone were to stop cold turkey, they're often going to get the rebound effect. It might be worse than it ever was. So sort of step one is to keep in mind that let's do a kind of a slow taper off of these medications, because they're more powerful than you might think, having, you know, they're over the counter, but these can have some real issues. So a slow taper off of them. Maybe you go to half of what you're taking for a week or so, and then maybe a quarter, and then you can come off. Now, alongside that, again, I think probiotics are of paramount importance. So I think there's the Nature and Healthy Trinity product, which we really like, but also for episodic problems, which are often worse at night. The acid reflux tends to be worse at night, is the GastroPH probiotic. As it, again, it can help with the symptoms, so resolution of symptoms. Some other things that go alongside that, aloe vera juice, drinking a good organic aloe vera juice, typically the inner fillet. It tends to, you know, if you get a whole aloe vera leaf, it can have some laxative effects. And then there's, you know, a DGL is it's a licorice lozenge that people can take or chew. The G just stands for a component in licorice that can have blood pressure issues. So those are some things. So I think, again, the taper, the probiotics, these other helpful supplements, and just chewing food more thoroughly. I know it sounds like very basic advice, but when the food is masticated more thoroughly in the mouth, it comes in contact with digestive enzymes, the digestive burden is a little bit less. So that's a very simple one. You know, you do, those are just some, and Dr. Burke and Natasha, any other thoughts that you have, but those are some of the cores that help people get off of these harmful medications, get on with their lives, and not have symptoms anymore.
You know, Natasha, a lot of people today are living on processed foods. They are, that's what they eat every day. They're buying these ready-made foods. They're eating a lot of raw foods. They're trying to think that they're getting healthy in the right direction. I know you want to address that. Also, do these processed foods require a different kind of gut bacteria than we have? Is that adding to the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a multiple question. So let me just finish what Dr. D'Adamo was saying about, you know, reduction of the PPIs. I think you also have to not consume a lot of raw foods when you're trying to get off the PPIs, because people are not chewing each bite 10 times. They're not washing the vegetables. And some of these vegetables should be steamed and taken with maybe like extra virgin olive oil. So that's my suggestion, that you have to really have a diet of for reduction of this proton pump inhibitors. And yes, processed food has been shown in many studies to change the composition of the microbiota and predispose us to weight gain and the metabolic syndrome. Now, the metabolic syndrome is, you know, high blood pressure, insulin resistance, and, you know, the weight gain around the stomach area, and, you know, some form of cardiovascular problem. So we want to change our diet and stop the use of things that stop proper digestion. I can't stress this often enough, that when you reduce stomach acid, you are minimizing the barrier that your body has of allowing bacteria that come in through your food, your liquid, or even the air that you breathe, or the time you touch your face with your fingers, and those bacteria migrate inside of your body. These bacteria have to be handled by a strong immune system, a strong positive colony of beneficial bacteria, such as good probiotics, and, of course, the food that you eat, because all three have an effect on whether or not you're going to be able to digest things in your stomach, and whether or not your stomach is going to be forced to dump undigested food into your small intestine, which will now become the food for the unfriendly bacteria and cause a huge problem of, you know, a war effect of the beneficial bacteria warring with the not-so-friendly bacteria with all this undigested food floating around your small and then making it into the large intestine. So I think if people had a visual that it's not just about going to your health food store or going to your fast food place and getting food, I think you have to think about changing your diet, number one, making sure you chew 10 times each bite that you eat. If you're eating salads, make sure that those salads are washed thoroughly. And, you know, you have to rub it by hand in running water, not just, you know, dump it and soak it in something and then just haphazardly rinse it. You have to learn good sanitary habits at home, and you have to discern which foods you can eat raw and which vegetables you have to steam or cook, you know, saute them so that they are broken down and easier to digest, and just make no compromise on getting processed food in a box or in a store, whether it's a fast food outlet or even a store that you, or a supermarket that you go to and you trust their food. Just learn to eat simple things at home that you know are prepared appropriately and will not add to a significant bacterial load and, you know, lead to your ill health. I think if we make those small changes, I think we're going to see a huge turnaround in the health of our country.
You know, Dr. Dadamo, there's a lot of people out there that feel when you talk about the gut and, you know, acid reflux and indigestion and heartburn and bloating and gas, they feel that this imbalance of friendly bacteria as well as lack of digestive capability only relates to what goes on in your midsection of your body. But, you know, there has to be that training involved, that every aspect of your life, every enzymatic action, every response and every formation of a healthy cell, they're all dependent on what's going on in the nucleus of your body, which is your gut.
Oh, unquestionably. And, you know, Natasha's been talking about this for a long time, mm-hmm. but, you know, people have been talking about this for thousands of years. If you look at traditional Chinese medicine and some of these traditional medical practices, for thousands of years, they knew that health started with in the gut with digestion. I mean, we know where we've seen imbalances and decreased diversity for every condition from, again, you know, digestive disorders, but cardiovascular problems, immune problems, emotional problems, cancer even. So that is very clear, you know. So we're talking about what are some of the things that people can do for it. I mean, you know, again, it's an addition to the to a diet, minimal processed food, just eating real food as best you can with probiotics. You know, I'd also like to get back to. I mean, I like to give patients simple tools to think about. Here's one that's really helped me. I tended to eat too fast, so I certainly wasn't chewing 10 times. I might have been chewing one time back. I had three younger brothers, so we grew up, whatever food was on the table, whoever ate the fastest got the most. So that's not a good way to be trained. So one thing that I heard some years ago that's really helped me that gets to this point is to when you put your fork or spoon in your mouth, put it down while you chew. And it's something as simple as that can really help people slow down, allow the food to be exposed to the digestive enzymes, have it in smaller pieces so it reduces the digestive burden. So when you're eating a salad, you know, to properly washed, hopefully, as per our discussion today, you know, when you put your fork down, whatever it might be, to put that fork or spoon down while chewing, and you'll notice how much more slowly you eat, how much you enjoy your food more, and how much easier the digestion is going to be.
And how much faster you fill up on less food.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up, my grandmother used to say, put down your fork, no one's going to take your food.
You know,
so
right.
We grew up in one of those households as well, Dr. Dadamo, so I get it.
Yeah.
You know, Natasha.
Unless you're in prison. If you're in prison, then maybe it's a different story. But provided that you're not, yeah, it's very, very good advice.
Natasha, you know, you talk a lot about these PPIs. You talk a lot about antacids. And, you know, you stress the importance of people getting to know intimately their gut and their digestive system and tasting their food and preparing their food well. And, you know, it sounds like almost it should be a no-brainer in many of our lives. But it just seems like it's the hardest thing for us to do, to think about the health of our gut first.
You know, Jeffrey, we've been seduced by advertising, mm-hmm. and we want everything quick and simple, but our bodies are not designed for quick and simple. They're designed to know, and a lot of these things that historically have been passed down by tradition in many healthy cultures have been ignored, and I'm sorry to say, not only by the medical community, but by the health food industry as well. And that's, you know, to know which vegetables need to be steamed or cooked and which vegetables can be steamed raw and what kind of sanitary habits we have to have. Now, I just want to give everybody a visual that your 27 feet of GI tract is your gate to the outside world. In other words, everything you ingest, there's like this huge battle. It's like the most prolific science fiction idea that you can ever, you know, generate. It's, you know, these trillions of bacteria, they're all parking on your intestinal wall, along with your brain cells, along with your immune cells, and there's a fight to get inside your bloodstream, because once these bacteria get into your bloodstream, they take a ride, hitch a ride to your organs and can cause a lot of problems. And so you got to think about that these bacteria, when they're given a lot of undigested food, this undigested food gives them a lot of ability to produce toxic compounds that can, you know, jeopardize the integrity of that wall that's protecting you from the outside world and only allowing nutrients to come through. And so your immune cells become overwhelmed, your brain cells become overwhelmed, which has a direct effect on how you're able to think and process things emotionally, and you're not going to be able to nourish your body. You're just going to be able to feed your body and feed the microbiota, change that composition, which will ultimately lead to some form of disease. So you have a vested interest, because believe me, if you treated your iPhone even 10% the way you treat your GI tract, you would have no function in your iPhone whatsoever. So, you know, when you're taking it the time to learn the operating system of your iPhone, please take as much time to learn about your digestion and don't engage in quick fixes, you know, by stopping just the production of acids, because anything that you do to your digestive system gives bacteria that are not friendly to you the upper hand and can lead to a host of problems that you don't even imagine.
You know, Dr. Dinamo, you know, these are such good points, both the, you know, the weaning off of the PPIs as well as taking control of your digestive system. And, you know, when you were mentioning putting down the fork, you know, enjoying your food more, you know, as Natasha talks about preparing our food at home and knowing what's in our food and washing it correctly, the actual process of preparing your food actually starts the digestion in your mouth. It actually starts your enzymes churning, and I, you know, and makes your body digest better. You know, just the actual process and the smells and the anticipation of food. And I know you'll agree with that, Natasha.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things that you can make in your kitchen in a half an hour or less. And I think we're all obsessed with running like crazy, but just think that we're not going to be able to have that energy and run around like crazy if we start compromising our health, because the hardest thing to regain is your health once you damage it. And it's so easy to protect it if you just take the time mm-hmm. and the effort to learn, you know, get informed about digestion, about the right probiotic supplementation, on what, you know, diet works for you, what exercise program works for you, and just schedule it as the most important thing on your schedule each and every day, and see how your life changes for the better.
You know, Dr. Dadamo, the integrative medicine is huge now, and I think that your philosophy, how you're approaching this, is just very, it makes such good sense.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think that, you know, what you've both mentioning too is that making, you know, living in accordance with the way human beings are meant to be, you know, being as active as we can be. It doesn't have to be an hour of exercise in a gym. It can just be being more active, walking. I mean, finding ways to be more active, you know, making a priority to eat real food. You know, doing these things may take a little bit of time. Doesn't necessarily take a ton of time. You know, you get a crock pot, or Natasha mentioned, you know, can make these meals in half an hour. It does start that digestive process. You eat mindfully. So it's an investment of some time. But what I love to emphasize is that when you take these small steps, and they're not huge steps, is that you are so much more productive for the other 23 hours of your day. That includes sleeping. You're going to sleep better when you do these things. That, yes, it may take a little bit of time to take the steps at work as opposed to the elevator, or to park a little bit further away, or to make a meal, spend 15-20 minutes to make a meal, to eat it with friends or family, to socialize. but you're going to be so much more productive for the rest of your day that it's the best investment of your time, rather than skimping on these important things, so that it becomes as non-negotiable as it is going to work to do some of these healthy lifestyle practices. And they just become who you are. And it's not something that you think about that you have to track doing. It becomes what your life is.
You know, I think the interesting thing is there was a time when, you know, when I was growing up, when you would see an individual that was quite obese, and it'd be one person like that in a large crowd. And now today you'll see one thinner person in a crowd of people that are very overweight. And I think that probably in the medical field, you're seeing so many more people that are unhealthy that now you're seeing that once in a while person that's healthy. So we try to celebrate those patients because obviously they're doing something right, you know. So it is an odd situation now. We have to all take the responsibility for our health. And, you know, Natasha and Dr. Dadamo, both of you are bringing such amazing points. And, you know, I just think that today it's all about taking control of our life. Isn't that what you would say, Natasha? A reevaluation of everything?
Yeah, reevaluation of everything. And as I said, be informed. Mm-hmm. Be informed that, you know, we've created this bacterial environment in our society by the choices we've made in eating and how we've chosen to treat our body. And that's why we have an explosion of diseases. And we can turn this around by just listening to simple advice and not making it too complicated.
I agree.
That's key. Yeah,
it is very much.
Key.
Dr. Dadamo, if you had to leave somebody with 60 seconds of good points that they could take away from this, what would you say?
Well, let's see if I can do it in 60 seconds. but I think the big thing is to not try to make changes. So if you're struggling with your health, you're not feeling as happy and healthy as you want to be, it doesn't need to be a 180, not a complete reversal, you know, but to take the small steps. You're going to feel better when you do that, and then you build upon those. So it doesn't need to be everything all at once, but starting to make some of these small steps. Now, there's certainly, we've talked about the acid blocking medications. That's one example of something that someone might want to wean off of. You know, you want to get a good, reestablish a healthy microbiota, especially if you've been on antibiotics or medications that deplete them. And same thing with the diet, but just and exercise, but just that it's small steps, you know, pardon the pun, easily digestible lifestyle steps that you can build upon so that it doesn't feel intimidating that you're not going to give up. It's not an all or nothing type proposition. I think finding a good, healthcare partners, whether it's a good naturopath, a medical doctor, whatever it might be, someone that you trust, someone that you can have a conversation, the relationship with, finding a partner in your health. So you want to be a champion for your health, but also it's ideal to find a good partner.
And Natasha, what quick couple points would you give someone?
I would give him, it's probiotics, the right supplements of probiotics, because there's as many problems with probiotics as there are with everything else in our industry. We have changed the microbiota in our gut permanently. Let's learn how to change it with the right probiotic, with the right diet, and the right exercise program. And as Chris said, let's take small steps. Let's not overwhelm ourselves, and that we want that reward that, you know, our health, all of our health is controlled by that 27 feet of GI tract. And if we learn how to control what we eat, it can have an effect on our positive attitude and how we look and how we feel and how much we're able to accomplish each and every day. So don't trash it, because your operating system does control your life.
Good points. Well, I hope everybody learned a little bit from this today. This is a takeaway show where you take away good information every time you tune in. We realize that the epidemic bacterial load is out of control in society and within our bodies. We have to look at pharmaceutical cover-ups today and realize when we're using Band-Aid medicine and when we really are truly getting to the cause of the problem. And we also have to take a step back and look at everything in simple and easy, common sense terms. What are the things that I can do? And like Dr. Dadamo just mentioned, baby steps. You know, we don't have to do it all in one day. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.